Now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600. Call Dave now at 822-1600. That's 734-822-1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham! Talk 1600. Remember, folks, with the help, support, and brilliance of Derek Stone and Matt Clark, this show will be up at podcast form for you at DaveJanda.com by tomorrow morning. And that's where you come in, download the show, and network this information to anyone and everyone you know. Folks, I am very honored and proud to have back with me a fan favorite, Dane Wigington. Dane has a background in solar energy. He is former employee of the Bechtel Power Corp and has a background in renewable energy. His personal residence was actually featured in a cover article in the world's largest renewable energy magazine, Home Power. He also owns a very large wildlife preserve next to Lake Shasta in Northern California. Folks, Dane put all of his focus, efforts, and energy on the geoengineering issue. It's really important you know about geoengineering, and I believe he's the best guest in the world to have on this issue. Dane found that he began to lose very significant amounts of solar uptake due to the ever-increasing solar obscuration caused by jet aircraft spraying in the skies above his forest home. Dane also noted significant decline in forest health was occurring and appeared to be accelerating. He initiated extensive testing and research into the geoengineering issues and was commenced and has since continued since 2002. He is lead researcher at a great website I encourage you to go to, geoengineeringwatch.org, which was started in 2009. Dane has investigated all levels of geoengineering from stratospheric aerosol and geoengineering, so-called SAG, S-A-G, to HAARP. We've also discussed HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, on this show with Dr. Nick Begich. Dane has appeared in numerous films, radio interviews to educate the public on the extremely dire environmental and health dangers all of us face on a global level from geoengineering. Dane, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for continuing to address this issue that, again, even since our last show, much more breaking news and data is becoming more dire by the day, certainly.
Dane, we have thousands of new listeners every week from around the world because this show has become very, very popular, not just regionally, not just nationally now over the Internet, but internationally over the Internet. Let's take a step backwards before we talk about the breaking news on the geoengineering front. First, educate all of our listeners again because they don't get this in the what we call mainstream media, but what I call lamestream media. Educate our listeners on geoengineering, what it's about, and the ramifications of what you've been finding.
Global geoengineering is the intentional manipulation of Earth's climate systems, which means the manipulation of Earth's life support systems. This involves some primary components of saturating the atmosphere with light scattering and electrically conductive particulates, aluminum, barium, strontium amongst those particulates. The particles are manipulated with radio frequency signals from the ground. This comes from not only installations like HAARP. There are several dozen of those large ground-based installations around the world, but there are countless amounts of smaller ground-based RF transmitters. These are NEXRAD towers that we know are being used for the manipulation of these particulates. Shows up on radar, so even in urban areas all over the country and many places around the world, there are transmitters in those areas that are putting out exponentially more power than people think they're being exposed to from, for example, cell phone repeating. So between radio frequency transmissions and saturating of the atmosphere with these particles, the entire climate system is being manipulated, Dave. And this manipulation, so people aren't confused with smaller weather modification programs, state and local, which are small prop-driven aircraft with flares strapped to the wings. Those programs are virtually negated. They mean nothing in the backdrop of climate engineering. So these scales are unimaginably massive and destructive.
So last week, Dane, I was standing outside with four people, and there was like a checker, almost like a checkerboard above us with the chemtrails back and forth, right? And I said to these four people, "What are those?" I pointed up to them. Three said, "Oh, that's exhaust from airplanes." And one said, "Those are chemtrails." So what do you say to those three people, Dane, if you were standing there to say, "Wait a minute, No, those are not contrails. No, it's something far more sinister than what you might think those are.
People need to reactivate their sense of reason. And aside from any data from anyone, their sense of reason should tell them you can't have a grid pattern one day and nothing the next. You can't have an aircraft leaving a trail from horizon to horizon with another aircraft next to it at the same approximate altitude leaving virtually nothing, or trails that start and stop. And again, in regard to condensation, challenge them to show you any documentary ever of anyone in Antarctica or the North Pole, either one, that whose breath is condensing at temperatures just as cold as it is there. We can have 50, 60 below in the poles. Do they walk down a certain stretch of distance and have a cloud hanging behind them? That's not condensation. So, you know, and again, on geoengineeringwatch.org, we have tutorials of the high-bypass turbofan jet engine. Challenge anyone to look at that animation, look at the explanations, look at the construction behind that engine. It's a jet-powered fan, 85% of the air that moves through that. And this is the same engine, Dave, on all commercial aircraft, all military tankers, by design. Its design characteristics make it almost impossible for that engine to produce any condensation trail except under the most rare and extreme of circumstances. So, again, the quote, condensation trail lie is the greatest lie ever perpetrated on populations of the planet, and people simply don't want to believe what they see with their own eyes, because looking up in our skies, seeing what we see from one day to the next, the variances, the different directions they're going, the X's, circles, I mean, if people need to activate their sense of reason, Dave, period.
Dane, so what is the purpose of these perpetrators, and we'll discuss who they are, of instituting this program of chemtrails with aluminum and barium and strontium? Why are they doing this?
Let me move this into mainstream medicine, and then I'll duck back real quick and tie it together. What is the purpose of the pharmaceuticals that we see, again, on our TV every day, that are supposedly to help us to remedy our ailments? Mm-hmm. And yet we see, you know, maybe a year after the pharmaceutical was introduced, suddenly now there's lawsuits if you were damaged and permanently or dead. And so we could argue, what was the motive originally? Was it really to help, or was it about something else?
Yeah, it's all about money.
Exactly. So when we have, in this case, with climate engineering, the stated purpose is to try to slow down a runaway greenhouse event, which is occurring on the planet, by the way. But climate engineering, no surprise, is making that situation far worse, not better. So, in the attempt to hide what's happening from the population, to confuse them as to the true severity of damage already done to the planet, we had an event happen last week. Dave, I'm not sure you've seen the headline on this, but we now have data to corroborate, and any of your listeners can search this. I don't want them to believe me. It appears that in less than 30 days, half of the largest living organism on the planet, the Great Barrier Reef, half will be dead in the next 30 days. 30 days, the blink of an eye. So in the course of trying to block the sun, a very tunnel-visioned, destructive attempt, which is, again, a money-making bonanza for aircraft companies and private defense contractors to try to fill the sky with light-scattering particles to block some of the sun's incoming thermal radiation, but that also traps heat. So now we have oceans that are so scaldingly hot, and not just from climate engineering. We have a lot of sources of damage to the planet. I certainly recognize that. But no greater single source of damage than climate engineering. So we have oceans that are so hot that half of the Great Barrier Reef, half of the half that's left, is dying in the next 30 days. And these are cataclysms. These are absolute global cataclysms. The oceans are so hot, we have dead fish washing up on the shores of Florida, Fiji, and everywhere in between. And the oceans are so hot that the seabed is gassing, and that's deoxygenating the ocean. We have methane, hydrogen sulfide gassing, and climate engineering is making all of it worse, not better. So they can reduce daytime high temperatures in certain regions by spraying and chemical ice nucleation, which engineers winter snowstorms that we have. You've seen the weather whiplash, Dave, from 80 degrees to snow in one day in lots of locations?
Yeah, it sounds like Michigan, yeah.
Okay, so they can create those kinds of events, but at what cost? At a cost of literally pounding the nails into our collective coffins and destroying the Earth's life support systems. And this is most critical. Every breath we take is laden with the materials that they are using. Every breath we take, and we're seeing all of it show up with human disease markers on every front.
And that's what they want, isn't it?
It's hard to argue that point. If you're talking about eugenics or sickening the population, I mean, how many examples of those in power pushing and propagating various forms of assault against the human population and their health. How could we argue that?
And let's talk about who they are. Who are they that are behind these programs, Dan?
All roads lead to those who print the money. All roads. Central bankers, core group of global power. You know, our political theater is nothing more than a theater, and with a cast of idiots on all sides of the fence. And no matter how different they seem, no matter how much this may seem to many on either side of the fence that there's some new hope in their arena, this is all part of the theater to keep people busy while they're literally being exterminated from above with programs that... And I want to state on those programs, too, Dave, that all those involved, military personnel, private contractors, are being told what they're doing is some sort of planetary saving endeavor. People need to understand that. This is the same kind of compartmentalization that certainly we had in Vietnam when we had some U.S. military personnel spraying their comrades on the ground with Agent Orange. So they weren't told, hey, this is going to kill your fellow soldier on the ground. No, of course not. And the same sort of mentality is here. We have compartmentalization, so those involved are being told they're doing something good. Well, at the top, they know it's anything but.
You know, Dane, I was called by a retired, well-known general who was from the Air Force, served for the Air Force for decades, and he actually flew weather recon and actually headed up programs for the Air Force as it relates to weather recon. And he specifically wanted to talk to me about the issue that you're speaking about today. I put to him point blank, Dane, General, what is the probability that these are chemtrails versus contrails that we're seeing in the air? And he said, Dave, quote, there is no doubt about it. They are chemtrails. These are not contrails, end quote. And then I asked him, Dane, the same question I just asked you, General, who is behind this? Direct quote. Quote, Dave, the people that you talk about every week on your show, the New World Order Group, is who is behind this, end quote. Your take, Dane.
We're on the same page exactly. These are the central bankers. This is the core group of power. Eisenhower warned us about it, the military-industrial complex. And again, in regard to climate engineering, we have a whole system of academia, climate scientists, the largest scientific panel ever created in human history on any subject, the IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that are bought, sold, paid for, threatened. They can't speak out. They can't speak out about these programs because, again, with government scientists, they have no First Amendment protection, and now, as I've mentioned before, they have a federal gag order on them, federal gag order on all National Weather Service and NOAA employees. So everybody's biting their lip while the ship goes down. And again, it's important to understand, Dave, there are issues that can't be hidden much longer. The mass methane expulsion that's happening in the Arctic, the geoengineering is making worse, not better. Sea level rise now, and for your listeners, again, to understand, this is not about Al Gore. It's not about carbon credits. We have to separate that out, and people are still stuck on that. They're still stuck on refusing to believe the planet's damaged because there's individuals like Gore trying to make money off it. Gore's a criminal. We would expect disaster capitalists to try to make money off of any cataclysm, but that doesn't mean the cataclysm's not real. People make money off both sides of war, but that doesn't mean people didn't die in that war. So we need to separate that out. So we have climate engineering trying to hide the severity and immediacy of damage done to the climate while making it worse. So sea level rise, they're trying desperately right now to hide the fact that sea levels are rising based on the latest frontline data 10 times faster than the former worst-case scenario. Climate engineering is making it worse, not better. They're trapping more radiant heat than they're deflecting with these particles. They're disrupting the rain cycle. India's facing its worst water crisis ever. We're all facing the summer from hell because temperatures are going through the roof. We're already past 2 degrees C in the northern hemisphere. And again, everyone needs to abandon the whole propagandized Al Gore, you know, polarization. We need to look at real hard frontline data. We need to look up. We need to understand our governments are destroying the Earth's climate system with climate engineering. This should be our logical priority, Dave. It's destroying the planet's life support systems and toxifying every breath we take. What could be a bigger priority than that?
So do these globalists, this New World Order criminal international banking syndicate that's behind this, that not just you've said, I'm contacted by this well-known general who I trust. Do they believe that they're going to get through this and their families are going to get through this without any ramifications for them? I mean, are they that? I mean, do the Rothschilds think that they're going to be protected? Or how does this work?
I believe at various points in time they thought they could ride it out in their below-ground bunkers. I believe now they know that on the current trajectory, they die as well with the rest of us. If we stay on this trajectory, that's a mathematical certainty, virtual certainty. Near-term total global extinction is a mathematical near-term certainty if we stay on this course. Now, how do we divert our current right. suicidal path for the human race?
Right. I mean, is there a way we can take this gun away from our head?
One way that I believe is the only way, and that's critical mass of awareness so that those participating, our military brothers and sisters, understand that they are killing their own children, their own countrymen. We must reach a critical mass of awareness, and that doesn't mean we're not taking every step possible to do that. At geoengineeringwatch.org, we work with a team of attorneys we have in Canada and the U.S. We've already filed legally in Canada. It's already done, and people can find this on our website. We're close to filing in the U.S. So,
what are you filing?
Lawsuits.
And what are you? Who are you directing your lawsuit at? The governments of Canada and the United States, the military, who? Everybody.
Canada's directed right at the government. People can read the full filing of the suit at geoengineeringwatch.org. Okay. The U.S. is a very different process. The two legal systems are very different. So there'll be a lot of defendants named in the 60-day filing that happens here. But the point I want to make with the effort we're going to, and again, we're tending every fire we can, even the legal action is about reaching a critical mass of awareness. So media and all the cowards that are stacked in government agencies from bottom to top that are helping to hide this issue are all forced to face a population that's now awakened to their part in the crime, helping to hide it. Mm-hmm. And so the legal effort is designed to help us reach critical mass by making clear to the public this is a real issue. And so we're back to the critical mass point that all your listeners can help us with tremendously by sharing credible data with others. Pass out credible flyers. You can download them from geoengineeringwatch.org for free. Print them locally. Help us to pass data around and sound the alarm because we all need to take part in this effort.
And, Dane, what do you say to people who say, okay, Dane makes a really good case, but what? All it would take would be a couple whistleblowers at NOAA or you name the federal agency to blow this thing out of the water. Why aren't they coming forward? And I think you touched on that earlier, but I think it's important to repeat it because many people say, I really like Dane and I really think the information, I went to his website, is really great, over the top, comprehensive, but I just can't, I find it hard to believe that somebody, one person, two people in the government could not come forward and say, look, here's what's going on.
First of all, we don't know who may have tried to come forward already and might not have gotten far. We know former Bush aide John Wheeler in 2011 was reportedly seen outside the Pentagon saying he was going to blow the whistle on these programs. He was found in a landfill 2 days later.
Right.
Next, we have the Obama administration has prosecuted more whistleblowers than all other administrations combined. Mm-hmm. And Dave, when we take, for example, who blew the whistle on the torture, illegal torture that our government was doing, John mm-hmm. Kariakou, mm-hmm. who's the only person that went to jail?
Yep.
John Kariakou, the only one. Yep. And we are dealing right now, in fact, I'm in regular communication with a federal EPA District 6 employee that has tried to bring to light the contamination of the water from aluminum he feels is directly related to climate engineering. He's being right now put through full investigations. Computer's been taken from him. The system is designed to crush anybody who even dares to open their mouth on this issue. So for those who think that there's going to be a big line of people waiting to sound the alarm and have their lives destroyed or maybe worse, that's just delusional at this point. We have to provide enough cover for these people to come out, and then that leads us back to critical mass of awareness.
And as I said to many people, say, well, the mainstream media, you would think, would be looking for some, I mean, the next Woodward or Bernstein. That's a joke. They're all owned and operated by the same syndicate.
Exactly.
There's no way anybody in the mainstream media would even talk about this, Dane. I mean, how many people on ABC, CBS, NBC have 60 Minutes? Have they had you on, Dane?
I was contacted by a National Geographic reporter mm-hmm. that was fully aware of this issue, doing everything he could to try to weave it into a tree die-off story and bring this issue to light. Had 3 one-hour conversations with him. He was direly afraid of being shut down. He disappears off the radar. Had the same thing happen with a New York Times reporter. Same thing happened with a BBC reporter. These people, if they even begin to go up this road, they are immediately brought to a halt, reined in, and they go off the radar. I mean, anybody who thinks in the manner you just described is not living in reality, Dave. As you correctly stated, all these media companies are part and parcel to the same cancer that sprang us in the sky.
Yet there is a Senate report, Dane, that I've read that outlines everything you've said.
Exactly.
I mean, this is it's like a 750 pages, Dane.
That's how long it is.
Black and white.
We have more reports. We're getting close to publishing as well. We're just simply recording them first. So, because things get taken down offline, you know, if we don't download them ourselves, they get taken offline. So, we have more data coming. But the bottom line is this, Dave: we're in a fight for life. Those who don't understand that will understand it soon. Ecosystems around the globe are imploding. Our health is disintegrating. This is the greatest assault against the web of life ever launched by the human race. Even supersedes Fukushima. Because, again, if we can't think clearly, how are we going to face Fukushima or any other challenge? Every breath we take is laden with these materials, and it shows up in every lab test of every human being we test, every environmental test. There's a mountain of toxic metal raining down on all of us. We're sucking it in with every breath.
Dane, how much longer do we have?
If we stay on this trajectory, mathematically speaking, we are very, very close to hitting the wall. We may have an ice-free Arctic this year. Once they can't hide that, they can't hide climate engineering, and I would argue, again, geoengineering is making that situation far worse, not better. That's causing methane to expel at an even faster rate. So I would argue that we are perilously close to the gravity of what's unfolding and the magnitude of assault that's been launched against the human population being known by populations around the globe. And at that point, the power structure becomes more dangerous than ever, and they'll start playing some big cards. So if you're talking about just the biosphere, Dave, if we stayed on this course, we're facing what the frontline scientist data calculates out to be no life left in the northern hemisphere by the late 2020s, southern hemisphere 10 years after. And those who don't believe that, I challenge them to look backward at statistics we already have. We've already lost 60% of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years, and that rate's accelerating radically. And again, the barrier reef destroyed in 30 days, people need to look at reality now.
And what happens if we put it, if some divine intervention occurs and we put everything gets stuck? No more chemtrails as of tomorrow, no more HAARP, no more geoengineering by these criminals. What happens? Do we gain an extra 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years? What are we gaining by doing that?
We're in uncharted territory. Certainly that is the single greatest leap the human race could take in the right direction, to shut down the climate engineering insanity. But that being said, the inertia behind the damage already done is immense. The damage continues from many sources on the ground, from anthropogenic activity. There's no denying that as well. It's all the above. We can't say it's just this or that. It's this, that, and a lot of other things. But if all form of human damage to the planet stopped tomorrow, Dave, we would still face a very different planet, a much less hospitable planet, but the planet could still support life, we hope. And this is the best chance we have. And again, for those who roll their eyes and walk away, you won't be able to stay in denial much longer. And if you look at the facts that are unfolding on the ground right now, they couldn't be more alarming, like the Great Barrier Reef story. So I'm only encouraging people not to believe me. Please, please investigate. Help us to get the word out. Make your voice heard.
Again, Dane, how can folks get that information?
Geoengineeringwatch.org. On the upper left column, we have activist suggestions, a lot of data there for people and how they can help.
Dane, I'd like to thank you for everything you do. You truly are a godsend for every person in this world, and folks need to take advantage of the information that you've compiled, are compiling, and will compile in the near future. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at WAM Talk 1600.